speedbuilders.com.
Will you state your full name, please?
Harry Jones.
Where do you reside, Mr. Jones?
I live at 394 West 73rd Street.
You are the secretary of the First Federal Savings and Loan Association?
That is correct, sir.
That is the plaintiff in this case?
Yes.
Do you perform any other duties, in addition to being the secretary of the association?
No.
Where is your office located?
Our main office is at 1521 East Wadsworth Avenue.
And is that where your office is located?
Yes.
Does your company have any other places of business?
Yes, we have a branch office at 1015 South Orchard Street.
Now, sir, did you file a complaint on behalf of your company?
Yes.
In that complaint, you state that you purchased the premises known as 205 Clark Road at a sheriff's sale on November 15, 1998?
Yes.
Is that the date on which the sale was conducted?
That is the date we acquired the property, the date of the sale.
That was a sale in connection with a mortgage that was in default?
Yes, that was our mortgage.
In other words, when the mortgage was in default, you filed a complaint on the mortgage. You obtained a judgment, and then you had a sheriff's sale?
Yes.
And you bought it at the sale on November 15th?
As a matter of fact, this property was only the collateral on a big mortgage which we foreclosed.
In your complaint, you also stated that on or about December 17, you instructed the defendant, Capital Associates, to take all steps that might be necessary to prepare the building on the property for the cold weather that was about to set in?
Yes.
In other words, you asked him to winterize the property?
Exactly.
Just what did that involve?
Well, among other things, it meant that we were supposed to drain all the water from the pipes and to secure the property against damage from the weather.
How did you instruct them to do that?
I telephoned them and spoke to the girl in the office.
Had you ever done business with Capital before?
No, I never had. I got their name through a real estate broker who had done business with them, the Stillman Realty Company.
Do you remember the man's name?
Yes.
What was it?
John Blair.
You called Capital on December 17 and spoke to whom?
A young lady.
Did you speak to anybody else on that day?
No.
What did you tell her?
I told her that I wanted the building winterized and I wanted it properly secured.
According to your recollection and your records, what happened next?
I got a bill from them.
That was all?
That was all.
You did not send them a work order?
No, sir.
What was the date of the bill?
The bill was dated November 29.
Do you have it with you?
Yes.
You have handed me two bills, but only one of them refers to 205 Clark Road.
That's right. I had them take care of the two properties, but I only sent them one check.
Do you mind if I make a copy of the bill for 205 Clark Road?
Not at all.
When was that bill paid?
December 18.
Of 1998?
Yes.
Now, between December 17, when you issued the order on the telephone, and December 29, when you received the bill, did you speak to anyone at Capital about this work?
No. When I got the bill, I presumed that it had already been done.
So that you had no conversation with anyone at Capital between the time you issued the order on the telephone and the time you got the bill?
No, no conversation whatsoever.
After you received the bill, did you have any conversation with anyone at Capital about this job?
Not until after I received word that the place had been frozen up.
When did you receive word that the place had been frozen up?
I don't have the exact date that I received word, but it was before the 18th of January that someone at the real estate broker called and said they had a client over there to inspect the property and that they found ice in the pipes, which amazed me considerably in view of the fact that I had a bill that showed me that the place had been winterized.
What did you do after you received that call?
I immediately called the Capital Company and I asked the young lady that answered the phone whether the place had been winterized, and she said no.
Did she say why not?
Yes, it seems the foreman said someone had told him not to.
Did you comment on that?
I sure did, I said, but I ordered it. Who would tell him otherwise?
And what did she respond to that?
She said that it was someone at the real estate office, but everybody there absolutely denied that they had said anything like that.
Then what happened?
We had to get a plumber to take care of the damage.
Who was the plumber?
We got hold of a man through the real estate office, a man in Jamestown.
Was any other work done at the property?
Yes.
What?
They found that the automatic heater did not operate because of the freeze. I asked the plumber whether he had looked at it. He said no, that he hadn't had any authorization to do so.
And what is your position on that?
Of course, he was supposed to take care of everything that had occurred as a result of the freeze.
Did you suffer any financial loss as a result of the freeze?
Yes.
How much?
Well, when we came to the settlement, we had to allow a certain amount of money to the buyer on the purchase price of the property.
You reduced the purchase price?
Yes.
By how much?
$2,800.
What did that reduction represent?
It was meant to cover all of the expenses that might accrue as a result of the freeze.
Do you have an estimate there of the damage done by the cold?
Yes, we have an estimate that was made by one of our men, who was a builder. He sent a list of the work to be done. The approximate cost was $3,170.
Was the work ever done?
No.
You reduced the purchase price instead?
Yes, sir.
How much was the property sold for?
$75,600. I have a copy of the settlement sheet here, if you want to look at it.